MGTOW men, welcome back. So I just put out volume number 18 of our MGTOW shaming lines, but now here we go with a new series, MGTOW ghosting lines, or MGTOW ghosting basics. So why do I talk about ghosting? Why do we talk about ghosting in MGTOW? What do we refer to as the one of the cream of the crop, the bread and butter, your meal ticket? Why? It's what you do to get where you're going in MGTOW with as few hiccups and speed bumps as possible. And the interesting thing is that ghosting is done in many different ways, and you have to ghost differently with different people, environments, groups of people, according to your age, according to your income, according to your job, according to where you live, according to your environment, according to your family dynamics. All of those things indicate the type of ghosting and the amount of ghosting that you will have to employ. So some of these will be silly, some of them will be serious, but I think that you guys will enjoy some of them and probably relate. The first one is when you say, man, I just have awful style. I'm sorry, I don't know how to dress well. So nothing is more of a turnoff, a smokescreen, than saying upon meeting an interested femme that you have no sense of style. They like style. And in a relationship that I've been in the relationships, one of the first things that was done was to get me a makeover. So it was the pre-boyfriend or beginning stages of boyfriendness known as the makeover stage. How fun. So she's playing house with you. She's playing dolls with you, and you have to go right along with her, as you know. And when you go to house parties, it's not because you wanted to get in that particular matching outfit and get together and plan this out. Maybe you did. I don't know. But the likelihood is that this is another episode of going along to get along with her in the life of dating, in the life of marriage. It's just a microcosm of the happy wife, happy life. Your style will change. This goes from changing clothing style, deodorant, hairstyle, facial hair, shoes, car, cologne. The whole nine yards will be altered to play up that image that she wants you to have in order to support the dream that she's building, especially for the Simperia out there, Simptown. So oftentimes this goes hand in hand with making this nice. This is how a nice guy, bad boy turnabout happens. Wanting tattoos, she wants tattoos for him to be added to his repertoire, to his resume, or other activities to be engaged in. A motorcycle purchased or certain beer ordered when you go to the bar together. This does happen. So what do you do to ghost? Well, you do exactly what can't be fixed. An abominable style. You pull up in a nice suit with a what? Socks and sandals? I'm just kidding. But you wear this type of clothing. You wear a hoodie. You wear a fitted cap. You wear a snapback. Socks and sandals. They don't like that. They look disheveled. And when you come out into a conversation, just say, oh, I can just never get my style straightened out at all. Or I have no interest in it at all. You can say that straight up, as there isn't much more of an immediate turnoff, as I said. Because what is a huge turnoff? What is a huge turn on, rather, is a suit with initials embroidered on it, special cufflinks, and a nice Rolex and bow tie to match with the premier haircut. So I distinctly remember a time I was at this bar, and this guy either worked as a jeweler or a tailor, and he had his own initials embroidered on a suit right near the cuffs. I couldn't imagine that, reaching a point where I would care that much. But it's what happened, and the girls flocked to him. He had the style that spoke of designer. He'd dish it out, and if he can dish it out on himself, that means that he will dish it out on her. And if she sees that you won't dish it out in your own self, it's not going to go her way. So I'm not into style. I like simple and functional. Look at Sunrise Hoodie. Hoodie's there for that reason. You get your initials embroidered and you're asking for attention. You're driving down the street with the red Rari. So next one is another good line. I once lived out of my van and I hope to do it again. I don't go on vacations. I go on van trips. I live out of my van. I sleep in my van. So this harkens back to another personal story that I had. So there was a situation in which I had to share with the group. It was a class. The group contained a future girlfriend of mine. We were not dating at the time. And what were three things that characterized me? That's what I had to say to the class. And one of them described in one word was minimalistic. And as a result, I got asked about tiny homes and was asked would I ever live in one. I said, sure. That sounds like something that I might do in the future. So apparently that stuck with another person in the group, not the future girlfriend though. And at a later time, maybe a month or two down the road, I was asked by the person if I still had an interest in that. And I was with my girlfriend at the time. And she was taken back when I said, yeah, that was me. I did say I wanted to live in a tiny home and wanted to maybe live off the grid one day. And right there, I took some immediate points off of my meter, if you can imagine. I don't remember the conversation that devolved precisely, but it was one that was filled with some distancing, subtraction of attraction in my ex's eyes. So long story short, if you're ever out and about and you're in one of these situations, share the stories that you've had. If you're one of those guys that have lived out of their car, whether out of their own volition or because of a life situation, honestly, that may end up being some of the most trying and real times of your life and the most valuable. And also say that you look forward to doing it again, and that will allow you to ghost pretty well. The crazier, the better. The crazier, the more you can ghost. The more tame, the more suburban, the more white picket fence, the more Escalade that you get, the more orange slices and soccer balls that you get, the more sweet 16 birthday parties that you get, the more that you appeal, and obviously the less that you're able to ghost. So the third one today that we're going to talk about is, I just haven't found the right one yet, and I hope that one is going to be able to straighten me out. You couldn't get any more blue pill than that. And I know that this is just the first edition of Ghosting Basics that I'm doing, but I think right here is, in round one, is probably the most useful ghosting line known to a MGTOW man, other than ghosting in plain sight and just completely ignoring these situations. Saying, I just haven't found the right one yet. You can add whatever variation you want to this. A variation on a theme, that's fine, whatever hybrid. You can also say, I haven't found the right one yet. That will straighten me out, like I said, and make me settle down. Or, I know that there's one out there for me. I just hope I find her. It sounds so pleasing, so humane, so romantic, so lovely. That's just so beautiful. And people, scarily, start seeing you as the hopeless romantic. Well, I guess that makes sense. They start seeing you as the one that is on the straight and narrow according to society, and now you're not threatening. No matter what you do, you can do no wrong. And when you go to these family functions or work parties or whatever the heck that you have to do, and when you run into any of these situations, just say that you're looking and waiting expectantly at the steps for Cinderella to come to join you as you conquer the earth and form the perfect romantic union that lasts the year 5,000. People will not question you any longer. And while you may receive the occasional, oh, let me set you up with so-and-so, that's far easier to deflect. And also, people will leave you alone overall. It's like being a spy behind the enemy lines and blending in with the camo. So this is just part one of my MGTOW ghosting basics. Obviously, stay tuned for more and send me your ideas for future ghosting strategies, ghosting lines, and so forth. It should be quite a long series. So, MGTOW men, thank you for listening once again. You can email me at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodie's up, man. Hoodie's out.